everyone, welcome forth the long night. I'm here with my friends Scott and Tom.
That's it.
He's had to go on vacation.
He's
whatever.
Gallivanting
on a beach somewhere.
Drinking an umbrella drink.
What do you think he drinks? Mai Tais? Bahama Mamas?
He didn't drink anything like
Pina Colada.
Pina Coladas?
But I'm not hating.
He pee in a coconut and he'll fucking drink it.
Little rum.
Yeah. Stick an umbrella in it. A harsh aftertaste, but you'll get used to it.
Yeah, sounds like a Jimmy Buffett song.
Well,
not anymore, but
yeah,
what could have been?
Once was, right?
Once was, yes. Jeez. That might be too soon.
Yeah, Tom.
I don't believe it too soon.
Only certain people tell you that, right?
Between that and all the jokes of the Bob Barker that he made it just under the... Without going
he
over.
He made it as high as he could without going over. Yep.
Just short of the finish line.
Yep, now he went as high as he could without going over.
Without going over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Isn't that the goal?
99.
Yep.
Yeah, he made it to the Showcase Showdown.
Yes, he did. Spinning the big wheel in the sky.
Wow.
Good grief.
Well, okay.
Jimmy Buffett's there.
We
beat him with horrible music.
Yeah. It is not horrible music. You take that back.
Hey,
is.
You're outnumbered at this table.
Yeah,
I'm sure I am, but I stand by.
It would be 50-50 if Matt was here, but...
He's not.
He's not, so fuck off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yacht Rock, buddy.
Oh.
Yacht Rock.
Look, I feel bad for Jimmy Buffett's family and friends and all that, but I am glad he's not making any more shitty music.
Well, he hasn't made any music in
you son of a bitch.
Quite a while.
That is outlandish.
Okay. Blasphemy.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. We might as well change the subject.
Yeah.
All right, college football.
We're supposed to be a sports podcast.
Yeah.
So
nobody's listening anyways.
No.
Our 10 fans.
Yeah.
All right. So.
All right. Football.
College.
Foosball. Starting with college.
Where are you starting?
How'd you think week one went?
What?
Better than week zero?
There's at least something worth watching.
Yes, there was, yeah.
But, yeah. I got a feeling some fans have, like...
What, you didn't watch that barn burner of Nebraska, Minnesota?
I did not. No. I did not.
13-10?
That's a bad game no matter how you slice it.
And Nebraska lost, so now it's a great game.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that could have been the Chiefs-Lions. And it's happened on Thursday, and be like, well, that kind of sucked.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah. So.
Welcome to new Nebraska football.
Ooh-wee. Well, they don't have any better this coming week.
No.
Who they got?
Colorado.
Ooh, a hot Colorado
at
team.
Colorado.
Ooh. Ooh.
Not going to be good.
No.
If you can't score more than 10 points against Minnesota,
you got some
problems.
Considering how... I did not see the stats for that Nebraska... who was it? Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
Nebraska-Minnesota game as far as stats. But I bet both of them combined did not do what Colorado quarterback did by himself passing.
Probably
510 yards passing.
What did the TCU quarterback do? He probably
it was a combined 1,000 yards. No, you know what? Actually, the TCU quarterback, surprisingly enough, had under 300 yards.
279 yards is what he had.
Yeah, it was
okay. Well,
it was
both
actually,
quarterbacks in the Nebraska Minnesota game still probably couldn't.
But
get to 279.
But it was the running game that really propelled.
But 279 is not bad, though.
It's not bad, but whenever you compare it to 510.
Yeah. That's the thing.
And we're talking college.
Yeah. I get you. But it's the first week, 279. That's not bad.
He didn't do anything wrong.
What did Nebraska?
Just,
I'm trying to get to the Nebraska game from last week.
I bet it was.
Probably don't even put the stats out there.
It's not worth it. These are too depressing to share, I believe is what it says. Nebraska and Minnesota.
Let's
box score. Let's see here. The Nebraska quarterback was 11 of 19 for 114 yards, one touchdown, and three interceptions.
The
Minnesota was
196 yards passing, one TD, and one interception.
And Nebraska's quarterback was also their leading rusher with 91 yards.
So he combined, they just beat the TCU quarterback by like 30 yards.
And he had a pedestrian day. In college speak.
In college, yeah.
Combined total offense between the two teams barely surpassed what Shador Sanders did.
Yes.
Combined total yards.
Mm-hmm. 295 and 251. 540 yards.
Yeah.
And what That's did not Shador good. Have?
510. Just yeah. in passing. I don't know if he ran
much. But
I don't remember him running much.
I stand by. I'm
not saying he didn't, but I just don't recall it.
I don't remember. No, he didn't. He had five rushes for negative 32 yards. Yeah. So
sacks.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, no. He was not rushing, he was throwing the ball.
Yeah, so Nebraska.
My God, Colorado had four receivers over 100 yards.
They had five total people with over 100 yards statistically. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time since like 1989 that they've had. Oh, no, wait a minute. It was like since 98 that they even had one. Guy that have 100 yards of something. Mm-hmm. There was some stat that they.
So that 200 like,
Jesus, what?
10 yards that Nebraska got versus the .565 that Colorado had. But then Colorado also gave up 541.
Yeah.
They gave up 262 yards rushing to TCU.
That's
TCU does run a very balanced offense. They'll almost always pass for what they rush for.
They didn't have to.
They were within 15 yards of that.
Well, they didn't have to pass.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it was not a good idea to pass in that game.
Because the running was working.
Well, the run was working, yes, but... Woo, man, they got a couple of D-backs that will rob you blind. And it happened once where that was just that Hunter, man. And Deion Sanders' other son that plays defense, he's good, but he did learn from his dad how to tackle.
Yeah.
He's piss poor at that. But as far as defense-wise... It'd be wise to go ahead and run as much as you can against that Colorado defense right now.
Well, it's going to be exciting to watch that. I'm going to really try to watch that game.
I am too.
Colorado-Nebraska.
My buddy.
I think it's going to be very one-sided. But
my buddy at work said that outdid the national title game.
In terms of ratings?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
I'm
so excited Colorado and Deion are going to come to the Big 12. It's going to be so much fun.
Shouldn't have let him back in.
No, I'm not.
That has nothing
not
to do
to mention that he might be Clemson's head coach by this time next year. So that's
true.
You mean there's a problem with being ranked in the top 10 and losing to Duke on prime time?
Is Clemson ranked?
Yeah.
Yeah, top 10.
They're 10. They're
9.
Nine.
Really?
Going into that game. They were 9.
Hey, yeah, that's not good. That was the opposite of good.
First time losing to an unranked opponent under Dabo.
Hmm.
Well.
I think.
There was a lot of... Well, first of all, preseason rankings are a joke.
Especially now.
Yeah.
And then But because you get things like that, you know, where Clemson obviously too high, LSU and Florida State, LSU 5, Florida State was 8 going into that game, and then Florida State just handed LSU their ass.
Yeah, LSU's not that good.
No. And yeah, so
Florida taking it on the ass in Utah.
I don't think Florida's very good. I don't think Florida's going to be very good this year.
Yeah, Utah handed them.
When you see Utah's some of these matchups, they sound good.
Mm-hmm.
But and that was one that I was like, oh, I'm curious about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity was short-lived on that one. Whoa.
When Utah handed them their...
Yeah. I mean, Florida kind of made it somewhat interesting, but it never was.
Yeah.
I mean, the score was never, you know, like 50-10 or something like that. But Utah just progressively made it worse and worse and worse until by the third, fourth quarter, it was done. It was done.
Yeah. Pretty well in the bag.
What about our local teams?
Mizzou had one of the most unimpressive 35-10 wins I've ever seen.
Yeah, we can start with them since they were the first game.
I really don't want to talk about it. it disgusted me.
So what were you disgusted about?
This was a chance for the fans and even the coaches to see what we had in quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who it was.
Yeah.
And then he plays both of them.
And I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. But he played both of them to just fucking run the ball.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did not...
Me and you talked about this on the phone.
...make any effort to really, truly try to throw the ball.
No, even like when they were thrown to Burton, it was like screens and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just... launch a couple down the field. Let's see what you got. I just wanted to see that. The fans wanted to see that. I bet even the coaches kind of wanted to see it because they don't even know. Well, that indicated to me that they are terrified that these two quarterbacks have nothing to offer from the passing game. That's what I read out of it.
I don't think you're on.
Okay.
I don't think you're on.
Good, so we can move on from there.
Yeah.
Defense looked good. I'll give you that. Yeah. It was good defense. I was happy with that. Well, I mean, it's better than giving up 28 to South Dakota.
That's true. So, we've had Mizzou teams do stuff
just,
like that.
I was just bitching last week. Well, we didn't do last week, but when USC played San Jose State.
Oh, yeah, and they gave up.
They gave up 28 to San Jose State. You're ranked, okay? Yeah.
It's one thing if Mizzou, KU,
right,
give that up, who still didn't.
Who didn't? Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Who still did not?
Yes.
But a top 25, what are they ranked?
USC's in the top five, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they four?
Or
are they six? I can't remember.
Well, and then what about Ohio State? Date struggling against who was that? Indiana?
Yep.
23-3 they only won. So
yeah, that could be a weird one.
That one was questionable.
But yeah, I just was so and but it you're just right. It just felt so vanilla.
It felt like watching a preseason game in the NFL.
I'm glad you brought that up because it was either you or Matt I was talking to about this. This reminded me a little bit, the Mizzou game, reminded me a little bit of the Saints and Chiefs preseason game.
Yeah, you told me that.
What did the Chiefs really have to
to
do? They didn't really have to do much.
Right.
Just show up and don't get hurt.
Go through your steps.
We don't really care about much because we already know what we got kind of.
Yeah.
On the other side, Saints have a new quarterback. You need to show something. You need to show that you got a pulse.
Get the timing.
Yeah.
Get the progressions.
Yes, exactly. Well, Mizzou went out and played Chiefs preseason football.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and you shouldn't really be doing that week one.
Right.
No. 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 But they're a 6-6 team, 7-5 at best.
Yep. Move on.
So what is he? What happens to him if he goes 6-6?
He probably gets another extension.
He better be gone.
He won't be.
Mike depends on what the coaching landscape is at that point.
True. True. I mean,
I don't think we're going to get Deion Sanders, but
no.
Might be a tough sell.
But no, seriously, it probably would depend upon with what the coaching landscape is at that moment in time. His inability to get a quarterback in here is going to be his death sentence. Everything else, I really think, is okay. He recruits very well.
Always has.
I don't think his recruiting overall is bad.
You can't develop a quarterback.
Yeah, he's just unable to get a quarterback in here, and we all know this. A quarterback's going to make or break you as a coach.
It can.
At the pro level, at the college level, really doesn't matter. And it's probably going to break him.
Yeah. But I'm with Tom. I think you guys still give him another season.
I think he gets another year if he's 6-6 or 7-5.
For whatever reason, it just seems like your guys' boosters and donors love the rah-rah out of him. And then
as I'm pulling in here today, Seren Petro saying he predicted the Tigers to go 9-3.
They go 9-3, they're keeping him.
And they should, because that would be an accomplishment, because I just went through this schedule and said 7-5 at best.
Yes.
Yeah, I think depending on how some of these other teams pan out too, that might be really good. Although, I mean, I don't know. The SEC kind of was a crapshoot this weekend of good and bad.
Well, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean,
this weekend was interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. That season.
This was a great week one. It really was.
There were some interesting upsets and surprises. And
so before we go back down that road again, what did you think of KU?
It wasn't too bad. It was very slow out the gate.
Yeah.
Backup quarterback, though.
Yeah.
Jalen apparently has some back issue or something.
I was hearing on the way in here, too, that they expect him to be back this week.
Yeah. They think he'll
be back
Illinois.
This week.
Playing Illinois? Yeah. Yes.
That'll be a bit of a challenge. So
They're a pretty disciplined team. Yeah. They always go 500 or a little better.
Illinois is, I think, the perfect matchup in terms of you should beat them. But if you fuck around,
we will lose.
You can lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and even if you fuck around, you
is
still
this at KU
maybe
or
to
Illinois?
Win. But
it's at KU. It's at Lawrence.
Okay, then yeah.
But it's almost like a boxer. You work your way up to the big boys, you know, and this is one of those like.
This is an undercard fight, but
they're not
to make a name.
They're not Glass Joe.
Yeah, not Glass Joe, yep.
Maybe somewhere around Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
Or no, what was his name?
Yeah.
No, Iron Sheik was the wrestler. What was
Hippo.
King Hippo.
King Hippo or...
The horrible racial stereotype guy that had the turban and... Remember him?
With the tiger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That guy pissed me off.
Mike Tyson punch out if you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
remember
that.
No.
Okay.
No, probably not. So did I think I was like in eighth grade and I remember playing that.
I think I read about it in a book.
Yeah, probably.
You read a book?
Were all the pages colored in?
Yeah. At that time.
I sure thought KU was on the ropes there for a while, though.
Well, that first half, I kept seeing that score, and I'm like,
The first quarter was very... The defense was just out of sorts.
The first quarter, from what I remember, looked like you guys were going to run away with that thing, like 56 to nothing.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Because that first drive, it was doop, 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 touchdown. It was like, holy, this is going to be a long day.
I'm going to go watch this much longer. And then
they got to stop, too.
Oh, they shut down Missouri State. Yeah, and they had to punt. And then KU is starting to drive again, like, oh, boy.
And then turned it over.
Fumble! God, Missouri State capitalized on it.
Yeah, they did.
And then all of a sudden, it felt like it shook them up a little bit.
It did.
And things just, like you, well, you said it perfectly. They were just kind of discombobulated after that.
Yeah, for about the whole quarter.
But close to the whole half. It was much closer than it should have been
half. Yeah. The end of the second quarter, it seemed like they finally started picking it up. And then they came out at half, and it was
over then.
Yeah. And then the defense started getting picks, because then that guy threw back-to-back picks. It was like, oh, they got this guy's number.
Yeah.
They can't throw anymore because our cornerbacks are all over him. And then I think they had another turn. Well, then they turned it over at the goal line, too.
Shut her off after.
Yeah, and it was like...
After that, there's enough there.
Yeah, it was getting
It's not in the cards.
So I do think kind of that it was the first half, kind of the first week jitters, and they got discombobulated, but then they got it back on the track. Mm-hmm. And then once they got back on the track, it was full steam ahead. And man, they put up the points quick though once they did.
Well, and it's good. I mean, for you guys, should be encouraged by getting it back on the tracks. That coaching staff was able to get it.
Because it's one thing to have that happen mid-season and you don't know if your team can do it.
Yeah.
But now we've seen it. No, they can do it, and they can put up points in a hurry once they really do get it all figured out again. And I was trying to look up how many points they scored there consecutively. But I think it was like...
No, I walked away from what I saw from the KU game going, there's nothing here that would scare me if I'm a KU fan. There's also nothing there that would scare me if I was not a KU fan and my next opponent was KU. It was a little mediocre in the sense of, there's some flaws there, and if we can exploit those flaws, we can beat them.
Yeah.
Kind of like the defense isn't very deep.
Right.
You were saying earlier.
Yeah, the defense isn't. It's not very, well, how do I want to put this? It's not very deep, but it's very inexperienced also. Okay. We have a lot of young guys, so maybe about week five.
It's not
five,
deep, but you make up for it by being inexperienced.
Yeah, something like that. Is that the same?
Yeah.
But I think about week five, we'll see if those young guys can step up
and do
something, because that would be probably a better gauge of how this defense is going to do.
Yeah, because that first drive specifically, God, they were swarming like bees.
Oh, yeah.
The KU defense?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
These guys are fucked. And then all of a sudden it just...
opened up.
Yeah, it just... Because I was sitting here with a friend of mine watching the game, and like, yeah, I don't think I would run the ball anymore if I was Missouri State at this point, because they were getting cremated. And then all of a sudden, they ran off like a 20-yard run. I'm like, okay, I'll shut up now.
Yeah.
Missouri State got, you know, like, and then they started exploiting a few holes that was like, where did that come from?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... I don't know. But did you guys see who the coaches were for them?
Mm-mm.
Missouri State?
No.
Bobby Petrino's son is the offensive coordinator.
No, shit.
He is the head coach, isn't he?
No.
Because he was.
Bobby Petrino was the head coach.
Yes.
Bobby Petrino's son's the coordinator. It's a different guy that's the head coach.
Okay, because Petrino was the head coach.
Yeah, he was the head coach. So they got a lot of...
That was post-motorcycle crash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm sure they'd love it in Springfield. There's great motorcycle riding down there through the Ozarks. Yeah.
Well, it's close to Arkansas anyway.
Yeah, that
Hell's too. Angels have their little...
Fayetteville's not that far.
Hell's Angels have a little mini rally.
There's a great motorcycle riding down there.
There is, actually.
There is. I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
The truth.
But it is
the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fourth quarter, they had one play that led to an interception, Missouri State. We picked them off after one play. And then the next drive, two plays interception.
In that second half?
In the fourth quarter.
Oh, fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. That was when they started really catching on to him. And it was like, this is over. And then they had to – their last drive was 3-and-out punt. So, yeah, it was
– yeah.
Second half, not really adjustments, but just getting settled in, and that was it. That was the ball game. And they were favored by 32 points and won by 31. So almost
failures.
Failures.
Failures. They did not cover.
Did not cover.
Loser.
Didn't cover a 32-point spread. And then I didn't watch much of K-State, but
I watched.
I didn't get a chance to either.
I watched most of the, I guess it was really just like the fourth quarter plus a little bit of the third. So the game was already pretty well decided.
I heard that.
I was following it. Because
they were playing SEMO, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. East Missouri.
So they did what they were supposed to do and beat the crap out of them. And I think K-State could be dangerous this year. I think Will Howard's a better quarterback than Adrian Martinez was last year.
Okay.
He's a better passer for sure.
They did bench Adrian after a while. So.
And then, I mean, they lost some key players on defense with, you know, FAU, who's now on the Chiefs, and
yep.
And so, and then, of course, Deuce Vaughn on offense, but I still think they could be pretty dangerous.
Well, they lost three big guys up front.
Yeah, and they still have their anchor. Can't remember the kid's name that came back. It's like something with an O or something like that. I can't remember.
It's kind of a weird name.
Yeah, but no, I think K-State could be. I think they're a top 15 team this year, probably.
Are they ranked right now?
16. So that's a real stretch for me to say 15.
Yeah.
I'm really going out on a limb there.
Yeah, way to be a bold predictor over there.
Well, I went through their schedule, and my first thought was 10-2, so I reduced it to 9-3 because I figured there's always a game you think you should win that you lose, like the one I went to last year at K-State where they lost to Tulane.
Yeah, they have hit the Klieman every year has had that.
Mm-hmm. He's got that one game
where you're like, how did you lose that?
Yeah, and that was the Tulane game last year. So, you know.
I watched that game. That game was...
Which, you know what?
At it, and it was hot and miserable.
At that moment...
It was hilarious for me.
Well, the funny thing is at that moment in time, it's like, how did you do that? Tulane turned out to be
a 9-3, 10-2 team last year, and beat
USC in the fucking bowl game.
Yeah,
and they're ranked this year. Ranked. So yeah, that's not as bad a loss as it seemed at the time.
Because I was thinking, K-State, they had three losses or two.
Two.
Their two losses were to TCU, who went and played for the national title,
and Tulane,
who played in the
Rose Bowl? A pretty good.
I don't remember what bowl
it
was.
It was a major bowl.
It was a big one, yeah.
Sugar Bowl, something like that.
Yeah,
and beat USC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, not bad.
Yeah.
No.
And not bad as it turned out.
TCU, who played in the national title game.
Exactly.
Big 12 championship game.
And then beat TCU.
And then
in
beat
that Big 12
TCU.
Championship
That's
game,
right.
which
yeah.
was a hell of a football game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was still one of the best college football games I've seen.
Yeah.
That was a great
Absolutely.
Game to watch. So.
Absolutely.
Well,
that
the
was
ratings,
a blast to watch.
Yeah, and the ratings showed that, too, because that was the most watched that year,
yeah.
that game.
It was just a fun football game. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like some old-school Texas style.
Yeah. It was run and gun, air raid.
Had a little bit of it all.
And try to murder quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's when I got impressed with Duggan's...
Duggan.
His toughness, man.
His manliness.
His toughness, dude.
Yeah.
His testicular fortitude he showed in that game was
impressive. That was the game, because, we commented about it afterwards, like, The only other time I ever saw that was Byron Leftwich when he was at Marshall.
Oh, Byron
Leftwich. And they had to literally put him up on their shoulders, the lineman did, and run him down to the line of scrimmage because he couldn't walk anymore.
Yeah.
Yep, because he was cramping up and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that. Yeah. It's like, no, that was.
That's still the topper, but Dugan was right there, man, in terms of toughness. And
yeah,
that was a hell of a game.
Just sit down, buddy. Just sit.
He willed that team into
yes, he getting did.
Into that. Yes, wow. He did.
And then he willed his team to beat Michigan also. So.
Yep.
And then it was just a little much for...
Yeah.
By the time you get to Georgia.
Just
Georgia,
a little much.
Georgia might be team of the century last year.
Yeah. That's one of those ones you're going to look back on like...
So where are we going to go with this?
The 0-1 Canes.
Because we were just talking about K-State last, do you have them as the Big 12 champ?
It's either going to be them or Texas, probably.
Okay.
I'm not going to be fooled by Texas. I don't think they... No, not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, you know how I said if I had K-State originally at like 10-2?
Mm-hmm.
But I changed it to 9-3. If they go 10-2, they're winning it, I think.
Sure.
But
K-State?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think K-State could
probably gets it
pretty close. Yeah.
Too though.
Well, could. And in the Big 12, you only have 4 teams that have lost so far. So.
Yeah. So.
West Virginia, Baylor.
Thanks for bringing that up. I'm glad you bring on the first.
Hey, you did play Penn State though.
Yeah. Whatever.
And you played a real school.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, you lost to the Kitty Ravers.
I mean, you did lose.
I did not say that. That was Tom. What's your email address?
Tom at fourthandlong.fu.
Tom's fourth and long at Hotmail.
It's at AOL.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, I got an AOL, all right? Calm down.
Woo! Yeah.
You had West Virginia, Texas Tech,
TCU. I'll share my MySpace page.
And Baylor all lose.
Baylor lost a bad game.
Yes.
Texas Christian lost a good game.
Yeah, to a team that you never... Yeah. We'll see where Colorado ends up at, you know.
According to Vegas, it was a bad loss.
But then you got...
Because you were a 20.5-point favorite, but...
But now Colorado's ranked. Right. So now it's like, well, was it a bad loss?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Well, history will... Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Tulane.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when K-State lost to Tulane, it's like, what the fuck? But that was not a bad loss.
No.
Even though it was then.
Well...
And as of today, I would still say that was a bad loss for Texas Christian.
Sure.
By week 3 or 4, it's like they are lucky they stayed within. It's possible that we say that.
Yeah, that it's like, wow, how did TCU...
How did they even...
How was that a close game?
Competitive, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know.
It's very true. Yeah, and then UCF, we were talking about that, how they frog-stomped.
Yeah, they frog-stomped. Was it Mercer or something?
Kent State.
Kent, okay.
Alabama played
Anybody
Mercer.
Anybody see what Oregon put up?
88.
Who put up 73? Was that
Oklahoma?
Was that Oklahoma?
Oklahoma put up like 73. Yeah.
So I thought somebody in the no, who played Mercer out of the SEC? Mm. Was it Alabama or was it somebody played Mercer and just
rolling?
Yeah. Because on that there's that guy on TikTok that does the SEC roll call.
Yes.
And he was
which was great for this week.
He was like, oh, yeah, he put up 73. I thought that, you know, they weren't yelling Mercer.
Is it Georgia?
Mercy. No, I don't think it was Georgia. I don't remember.
Stand by. It was Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Beat Mercer 73-7.
Okay.
Oklahoma beat Arkansas State 73-0. And their coach looked like he needed to be put on suicide watch afterwards. The Arkansas State coach?
Oh, really?
Any shots of him, like, on the sidelines. He looked like he needed to be... Yeah. I was a little concerned about his welfare after that game.
Really?
The ass beating, though.
Yeah.
But UCF, yeah, we were talking about that because they played, Thursday when Mizzou did.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat Kent State 56-6. I was like, oof.
Yeah.
Ooh, by the way, Maybe changing the subject just a smidge, but did y'all hear what happened with that just before the Mizzou game started?
No. With
Comcast people?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
What? They shut it off the ESPN.
They shut her down.
Shut off ESPN.
Oh, I well, I had seen
what,
some stuff about
Charter or what, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Charter,
the,
yeah,
whatever the overarching.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine just today. And he's like, "God damn it! I watched all the pregame for the Missouri game, and it was just ready to get on kickoff, and gone.
Click.
Like, oh yeah, I think I did hear something about that. Sorry.
Yikes.
Sorry, buddy." Ouch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah. That one, not good.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I could get out of that is thank God it was South Dakota and not, you know, a game that you expected to be a little better.
Yeah.
You know, although yeah. I really don't know what would be a better game. I was like, every time I come up with somebody, like, well, like Kentucky. Well, we'll probably lose to them. Well, yep. You know, like Auburn. Well, no. That's probably not a good one either. Tennessee. No, we got slaughtered by Tennessee.
Well, and Auburn had a good show out.
Vanderbilt. This like weekend. Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Yeah. Because who did Auburn beat? Didn't they kind of beat somebody? I thought it was kind of like... Let's see here.
They're not ranked, right? No.
Nah. Oh, they beat UMass. Never mind. I must be thinking of somebody else. They beat UMass 59-14, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, there were some pretty good numbers put up. You know, USC putting up 16 against Nevada. Notre Dame beating Tennessee State 56-3.
Yeah.
Washington beating Boise State 56-19. Remember that season for Boise State? That was fun.
Hey, you guys might beat South Carolina this year.
Yeah, we might. Oof.
Because don't you usually lose to them? Isn't that kind of your even nemesis that kind of you just always...
Yeah, well, I don't know. Kentucky and Arkansas have become coin flip games, it seems like.
Yeah, but I thought Scott maybe knows better. Do you guys normally lose to South Carolina, Mizzou?
No, I think we're kind of 500-ish.
Are you?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
I couldn't remember if that's your coin flip team or you kind of lost to them.
Yeah, we're a bit 500-ish.
Okay. Well, they lost to North Carolina, so you might actually really beat them this year. Although North Carolina's ranked, so. I guess you never know.
Yeah.
And then Arkansas, we're like batting 1,000 against, aren't we, or something?
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Recently, right?
Well, since we joined the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
We're not
yeah, 1,000, but like, it's pretty high.
Maybe only 2 or 3 losses ever?
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's off to a roaring start already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do predictions on that. Big 12. You got who you got?
Winning it?
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know. Probably TCU.
Okay. And you think they play K-State then?
I think it's almost a repeat of last year.
Sure, yeah. I think it could be.
Because as much as I'd like to say that they're Colorado, I think it's going to pan out that they might be a better team, and TCU just wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, I felt like they were prepared, they just couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. It's not like they got blown out.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. They weren't prepared to. They got enough to, yeah.
Yeah.
They got enough to overcome all that, but they just weren't.
Yeah.
Ready for all that?
Yeah, no, I'll go K-State. I was very impressed with the way they are.
They got a freshman quarterback.
I'm sorry,
that looks
I said
sunshine.
K-State. TCU. I was very impressed with the way TCU played. So, yeah, I'm going to go TCU as well. And you're going K-State?
I'll go K-State.
Why not? Being different.
Yeah.
And then Matt picked Iowa State. So.
That sounds like a Matt pick right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think he picked
West Virginia?
Baylor? Golly, talk about another program that just up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Can't ever. Baylor.
Baylor?
Yeah.
I don't know if they were completely prepared for that.
Yeah.
And their quarterback got hurt, too. Is he out for the year?
I'm not sure.
Baylor?
I don't know. I heard he got hurt, but I don't know.
He got hurt, and I'm not sure how long he's out for.
Yeah.
So that could just almost be the end of the end of the road for Baylor before they even get started.
Yeah. They're going to get the
dish. I'm pretty sure Matt picked Kansas.
I don't see how that's. It's not. I mean, you're just trying to be a smartass towards Roger, but
no, I'm trying to be a smartass towards Matt.
It's not.
He hears this, he'll vomit in his mouth. But
it's not. What's out of the realm of possibility?
What, Kansas?
KU. It's the Big 12.
Yeah, the Big 12 this year. It's going to be weird.
Definitely will not put money on that.
No,
but. I see them as a team better than 6-6.
Very possible. They could go 7-5, 8-4. He's shown that he can be a good coach.
The only problem with that is you guys don't play West Virginia this year, so.
There's a free win.
So there was a free win that you were going to get that you don't get now. So.
Yeah. But we do play Cincinnati, and I don't know how good they're going to fare this year.
Hey, I know. The three of us just said your standard.
Mm-hmm.
We did forget about, what about UCF? I mean, they throttled somebody.
Yeah.
Should we be talking about them?
Maybe.
Should we talk about Cincinnati? I don't know what they got. But
they throttled somebody, too. It was like 56 to 13. 66 to 13.
I just saw the score. Yeah, they put up 66. So.
BYU.
See, you just fell into the old school mentality there. You joined our club.
I mean, granted, Cincinnati beat Eastern Kentucky 66 to 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eastern Kentucky. So,
Well, Roger's over here thinking, well, there's only 12 teams. There are 11 teams. No, 10 teams.
What about Oklahoma?
Yeah. Oklahoma, Texas, Texas Christian, Texas Tech.
Yeah, not Texas Tech. I feel confident in that one.
Yeah, not Texas Tech.
Losing to Wyoming.
BYU barely got past Sam Houston.
Which was an exciting little game, though.
BYU barely got by Sam Houston, so I don't know how they're going to do this year.
Yeah, I mean, Houston beat Tennessee, San Antonio by 3. Yeah.
Well, the one thing I'll say is week one, the best game in terms of national interest and things that could really transpire into something else was the TCU.
Yeah.
Colorado game. The one that was just, it was just a blast to watch. It was the Wyoming Texas Tech game. That overtime was just, it was crazy. It was a blast to watch. But there's no importance to it.
Well, that probably will be the next coach to get promoted.
Who's that?
The Wyoming coach.
Really?
They're talking about he's really good at recruiting and hitting the portal hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's how he...
Okay.
They think... I mean, and that's going to be probably the new wave.
See either team being very good this year.
No, but I'm talking about getting a next job, though. That's how
He's going to have to at least make a bowl game before they start.
But that's how the recognition starts, though.
Yeah, but I'm not real sure they're a bowl eligible team yet.
Probably not.
Not this year. I mean, I'm talking about Wyoming.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay.
Well, aren't they an FCS team? Or are they FBS now?
No, they're whatever you call it.
Wyoming?
They're eligible to play in bowls, but they're not eligible to probably play for a national title. They're in the Mountain West.
I'm pretty sure they're...
They're FBS.
FBS, yes.
I can't... Yeah, they play in bowl games.
Yes, that would be okay. FBS.
That'd be FBS.
SEC, anybody decide that anybody besides Georgia is going to win it?
Alabama.
Do you really think Alabama's going to win it? Or yeah. Do you think Georgia's going to win it, but you'll say Alabama just to...
No, I think Alabama will.
Okay.
If they can get this quarterback thing figured out.
No, I don't think they're going.
You think
Georgia again?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Georgia again.
I'm not going to call you an idiot.
It's kind of a coin flip. I mean,
yeah.
To me,
I don't think you're stupid for saying it, but I do think you're stupid for saying it.
I should have said Florida then, huh? Just go all crazy.
Yeah, because Mizzou. I think Matt said Vanderbilt, so.
Yeah. No, he said Mizzou.
He said Mizzou. Uh-huh. He's got Mizzou and KU in the national title.
That's his pick, folks. You better mark it.
Against Duke and...
Florida State.
Michigan.
Michigan in the college football playoff.
Always has to be Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. That's hilarious.
So who do we got winning the national title then? Are we going to do a pick for the Final Four? The last Final Four, right?
Yeah.
Before it switches over to whatever 64 teams or whatever the fuck it is.
The field of 65.
Yeah. Yes, no.
The Final Four?
Yeah.
I'll go with Bama. I'll do K-State.
What? All right, a little on the limb there. I like it. I was going to say, if you just say Bama, Georgia, USC, and Michigan, I'm going to punch you in the face.
No.
Good.
I think if K-State can really win in the Big 12, because I predicted them to win the Big 12, isn't that what I said? K-State? TCU playing for the national. And,
Yes.
I thought I said K-State,
well,
too.
You said TCU because you thought it'd be the same thing, but just TCU this time.
Mm.
Because K-State did win it last year.
Well, I guess it don't matter because TCU didn't win it, and they still went, so.
That's good point. Valid.
So.
Yeah.
And then USC. Oh, I don't know, though. I'm not sold on USC yet.
I'm not either.
I do think Florida State.
Florida State?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think Florida State is legit as well.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna go.
I haven't seen Michigan yet, but maybe I gotta see some more of them. I haven't really watched.
Ohio State looked like
they look like ass.
They look like ass, but they do that from time to time, and then it gets ugly.
Yeah.
Later, so I don't know.
I did see some of that Florida State game. They got a pretty dynamic quarterback.
Pretty good.
Yeah. He can be the difference maker.
So no Texas State?
Probably not.
No.
No. Okay. No. Not this year. Maybe next year. I don't know about the fourth. It is so tough because it's like, I feel like you have a lot of teams at the top that aren't solidified at all. It's just a hodgepodge of everything.
Well, at this point, I've heard Alabama
yeah,
and K-State.
Florida State.
And then you're not sure.
I'm not sure.
Waffling.
Yeah. USC. I just don't think they can get by Utah, though.
What about Utah, then?
Maybe. Maybe. I could see Utah. But I just don't
Oregon
think...
How about Oregon State?
Well, that's the problem I have with USC. Is I don't think they can win the Pac-12 demanding
right.
enough against two,
yeah.
three...
Oregon State, Utah, Oregon... there's somebody else that was ranked that shocked me.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you still got Colorado.
Yeah. Still got Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just a, it's just kind of a hodgepodge of stuff. And I just don't know where it's all going to fall at and stuff, you know? So, I mean... I don't know.
We'll just throw a name out there. Because you're going to have to get four.
I'll go with Utah.
Get and the West national Coast. Title is?
Bama. Oof, who would they be paired? Bama, Florida State.
Bama takes it.
Yeah. I really think Florida
you
State.
You got a list over there? You're writing shit down.
I told
him earlier, like, the dog that thinks long thinks wrong.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Because he was writing and scribbling before you
I
got
couldn't
here.
The
and he was like, God damn it. I thought he was going to fucking have a fucking stroke over this. So what do you got? Final four.
I got Georgia.
I don't know.
I don't know. F you.
Fuck off.
Bite me and see, kiss my ass state.
See, Florida State
yeah.
is ranked fourth now.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Florida State.
Okay.
I think Florida State might be legit as much as I hate admitting that for criminals.
But I think now, let's come, we kind of talked about this in previous podcasts, but is Florida State not UC in UCF probably the top two colleges there now and not Florida?
Yeah.
Florida's been...
Well, it was not that long ago before we saw the rankings for this year that we thought UCF was
probably
number one.
Yeah.
And then Florida State or Florida
yeah.
or
yeah.
whoever you wanted.
But now all of a sudden Florida's kind of become
third fiddle.
Yeah.
Fourth fiddle?
Yeah, pretty
cool. I don't know. USF isn't bad either.
Yeah. Pretty quickly, they've all of a sudden fell down the... With UCF kind of moving into the Big 12 mm-hmm. and being able to hit the portal a little bit. And
Florida's traveling the trail of mediocrity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They really have been for a lot of years, too, now. Mm-hmm. I mean, their run has been a long time ago.
Hopefully one of Mizzou's one win. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But all the quarterbacks they've had there, too, have been mediocrity, too.
Not according to, what, the Colts, right? Drafted the one they had. Or wait,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the
yeah,
Colts.
Yeah, the Colts mm-hmm. drafted him and named him starter.
Quarterback.
All right. I got Georgia, Florida State, Michigan, and USC. I did not go out on a limb on any of those. And I got Florida State and Michigan in the final, and Florida State winning.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Florida State. I ain't mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's...
That's fucking legit.
Yeah. I'm calling that a reverse jinx.
Yeah. I unfortunately don't have anything much different other than I think Georgia takes it again. But I think it's just going to be four standard fucking teams that we all are just going to be abysmally disappointed in.
Yeah.
Of, you know, Georgia, Ohio State. That's... None of you guys said Ohio State, I don't think. So I do have them going. I think they're super fucking pissed and are not going to allow Michigan to win again.
Some of them, it's just...
And I think
so
I,
many...
I had the same
it's
thought.
It's in the horseshoe, right? This year as opposed to back
yes.
in the... So
I think so, yeah.
I
had the same thought. and I when I was, you know, debating this, of is Ohio State going to let that happen again? Then I saw what Ohio State did this week and was like, yeah. I'm not so sure Ohio State is on the same level right now. But and then you were talking about USC. You're not convinced. I think USC is playing with a chip on their shoulder this year. And especially the quarterback. And we'll see. But Utah, he hadn't been able to get past Utah.
Yeah.
And you know, so we'll see. But I call it a hunch or a feeling or whatever. I feel like USC is playing with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. We'll see.
I can't argue that. I can't argue it. But until they do it.
Right.
That's my thing. And USC has not done it since, what, 07?
Oh, yeah.
06, whatever that year that was. And when Reggie Bush and all them. But let's see. Who did I say? I said Georgia. I said Ohio State. You know what? I'll go on one limb here. Maybe Colorado.
Go from 1-11 to college football playoff.
Isn't that what they did before? The last time they went to the national title in 89 or whatever that was.
You mean when they cheated against the Tigers?
Okay. Yes, when they cheated against the Tigers. No, that was like 90.
No, well, that was 89.
Was 89? Okay.
Yes. I am triggered.
Yeah.
You're triggered now?
Triggered.
Yeah. And, probably TCU.
It's going to be interesting this year of...
I'm starting to wonder how many people think the ACC is powerful enough to still...
Be relevant?
Be relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting to look that way, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you got Florida State this year.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
That's it. I guess maybe
Duke?
North Carolina.
Are we going to talk about Duke?
North Carolina is ranked. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be weird of just...
Everything's going to be weird.
Yeah, but not only that, just all the... All the teams and how they fall in the different conferences and stuff. I mean, it's just all going to be all over the place.
So you got Bama. I got Georgia. You got... Who'd you say?
Florida State.
Florida State.
Okay. Matt legitimately did pick Georgia.
Okay.
Too.
All right. So.
He picked Georgia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He picked the three-peat.
You want to go through picks?
Start putting money on it.
Picks for next week, maybe? Kind of.
Do some games and some picks.
Because... Week two picks up. We'll just do the major games. I mean, we won't go through all of these.
You don't want to do Coastal Carolina and Idaho?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. And I really don't care about Delaware State and Army either.
What? Oh, all right. I've got like pages of information for you.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm. I bet you do. KU, Illinois.
KU.
Yeah,
KU's favored by 3. It's on Friday night. We got...
That's going to be a good one.
On ESPN2. Huh?
That one might be worth watching.
It absolutely will because I don't think there will be anything else on.
That's why it's a good night for KU to be on.
I'll go KU.
I'm going KU. I think they pull it out. Illinois played Toledo week 1, and they won by 2 points.
That's not good.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold the phone. Let's see. What's the next one here? Ooh, Utah Baylor.
Utah all day long.
What's the spread on that one?
7.5.
I'll take Utah on the points. I'd take Utah on
the points.
I would too. Nebraska, Colorado.
That's disturbing. Colorado.
Yeah. All day long.
They're favored by 3.
Give it to me. I think it might be 30.
Yeah. Because Nebraska is
putrid.
Yeah. You want to talk about a program that's been bad for a little while?
I'll tell you what, the only thing that worries me about that is Vegas is just still not convinced on this.
Yeah.
And they expect a huge downfall on this game. That's what it sounds to me like. Like, okay, everybody's excited. Get over it. Because it ain't going to happen again.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like any sport. As long as you got a goddamn quarterback, you got a fighting shot.
Yeah.
And they sure just proved to me last week that they got a fucking quarterback. Colorado.
Yeah.
Nebraska did not show that they have a quarterback.
No.
No.
Give me Colorado every day of the week.
I'm with you. Let's see. A&M over Miami.
A&M and Miami. The U?
The U.
Or the Redhawks. The U, huh?
The U. Not
who has not been relevant in many years.
Yeah.
I'll take Miami.
Or A&M. Where's it being played at?
Miami.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Miami.
A&M's only favored by 4.
Oh, they're favored?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because A&M's ranked 23.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to say that, but I think A&M will pull it out. We got the Battle of Iowa. Iowa State. If you thought you liked barn burners, just wait.
That one sounds exciting as hell.
17 to 13. Well, that would be a high-scoring game.
I think it's going to be more like 12 to 9.
Yeah, 12 to 9. Iowa, over the past 2-3 years, they cannot fucking score.
No, their offense is...
They are...
Now, wasn't it just last year that game was like 6 to 3 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I was thinking it was pitiful.
Yeah. Well, they just won another game that fashion against... Who was it they played last week? Utah State, 24-14.
Hmm.
Not bad, but it's also Utah State.
I'll go Iowa. Oh, what's his name? What's the Iowa State's coach? He's falling on hard times.
Campbell.
Yeah, he was the darling of the NCAA, and then all of a sudden it's like nobody wants him now.
Yeah.
I go Iowa.
Yeah. I think.
I'm going to go Iowa State.
Rebel.
I don't know who's favored. Iowa by 4.
You got a fighting shot?
Yeah.
I got Iowa, but not by...
Much. Not by 4.
That game sounds like 13-10.
Yeah,
or what does. Tom said, 12-9.
Yeah.
12-9 sounds about on pace. Ole Miss and Tulane.
Huh. Ole Miss.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with Scott.
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tulane.
Is there odds on that?
Ole Miss is 7.5 point favorites.
Okay.
About touchdown.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy at all. Now we're going to get into the night games that are just dashingly amazing, you know, for a week two. SMU, Oklahoma.
Really?
I thought you were going to skip over the ones that you didn't care about.
Hey, I said Dashingly Amazing Night Games.
Yeah. Oklahoma, because why not?
Yes. I'm just...
Texas-Alabama.
Texas-Alabama?
Yeah. That's...
Well, you just sprung that out of nowhere. Like, how about Army and Indiana State? Oh, and then there's this fucking, Texas, Alabama.
Trying to keep you guys on your toes.
Bama.
I think that, I think Bama gives them a treat of what they're getting ready to experience coming to the SEC. So
I do too.
Yeah.
I got Bama. Bama's favored by 7.
I feel. Mm.
So I just think it's going to be a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they get spanked.
I do too.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Middle Tennessee State and Mizzou. What do you guys got?
Mizzou.
What's the spread?
20.
Really?
Yeah.
Taking the points, I'll take Middle Tennessee State.
I probably would do that too, but Mizzou wins.
Mizzou wins, but yeah. I don't think they cover.
I'd go with that. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
What about you?
You guys said you don't think they cover?
Correct. Because we're optimistic Mizzou fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you guys cover. Yeah. They played Bama week 1, and they lost.
And I would, again, this is one of those situations where I'm kind of pissed that the state of Missouri doesn't allow gambling, because I'd put my money on that one.
Yeah. They played Bama week 1 and lost 56-7.
I don't care.
So.
Yeah, and I don't think,
20 point, yeah.
No, I'm reasonably certain that Missouri is not on Alabama's same wavelength.
Yes. That's my point I was getting at.
What?
I think you guys winning by that amount is not achievable.
I will be surprised if it happens.
If we score 57, they score
47.
Yeah. Easy. It'll be 57-42.
Mm-hmm.
They still don't cover. Yeah.
Oregon, Texas Tech.
Oregon all day long.
Yeah, Oregon. Wait, Texas Tech Tech that just lost to Wyoming, and Oregon, who just put up 81 points.
Yep.
And we're discussing this?
Yeah, for a reason.
What's the spread?
6.5.
Really?
What?
That's why we're discussing it.
What? What does Vegas know?
Did somebody get hurt in one of those games?
Not that I know of.
Did the coach die or something? What the hell? I'm not getting... This is not computing with me.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
So where are you going with that?
I don't know.
Where's it at? He just thought it was interesting.
Where's it at?
Lubbock? Maybe Oregon doesn't travel well.
I don't care.
I
just found it interesting because I wasn't going to bring it up until I saw the 6.5, and I was like...
No, you bring it up because
it's a game,
but
yeah. Is it though?
I what's the spread? You said
7, 6.5. No, I don't. Look, I'm not a smart.
Damn you, Missouri! not allowing sports betting.
I know I'm not a smart man, but. The fuck?
But you don't have dumb money either.
No, I don't. I wish.
I'm Oregon.
Yeah. This would be just an interesting, kind of fun, weird game. UCF and Boise State.
I go back to remember that year Boise State was good. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. I mean, I love watching the highlights of them beating Oklahoma and that comeback and the lateral.
Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty play to win it with the 2 points. I mean, that was awesome.
That was fun.
But, yeah, they haven't done shit since.
Yeah. That's a good game, though. What do you got on the spread?
UCF is favored by 3.5. I think it'd be just a kind of cool, interesting.
I'd take it.
That could be a
fun. I'd take it.
Yeah. Just interesting.
Is that Florida?
Yeah.
Is it Boise?
Yeah. At Florida. Yep.
Yeah.
And then.
Interesting.
That's about it.
Okay.
Because the rest of them. Auburn, Cal.
What about West Virginia?
They have a
football
team?
They're playing a Division II school.
Oh, okay.
So there's not going to be a point spread. No, there won't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. Just kind of an interesting week. No, the rest of them, I mean, you got a few, like Auburn, Cal. Stanford, USC. Oklahoma State, Arizona State.
Hey, you know, Stanford, Cal, that documentary that I watched from the 2008 season, USC lost to Stanford.
Really?
When they were ranked second. And Stanford was like 0-5 or some shit with a backup quarterback.
So it could happen again, huh?
I don't know.
These things?
I'm not saying that their defense is very strong either.
These things do happen.
What's the spread? How confident is Vegas on this one?
29.
Guess what the spread was the year they lost that?
32.
No. 29.5.
Will history repeat itself?
Dun, dun, dun.
Although Stanford is 1-0.
Yeah, this was this is early as opposed to
mid.
Yeah.
Close to mid.
Early mid. Yeah. Okay.
The only other couple games maybe.
You know what? Right here. I will take Stanford with the points.
Okay.
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 You good?
Yeah.
Sounds so committed.
She was seeing Stanford. I mean, come on. I have USC in the Final Four, so I think USC is going to win.
Gotcha.
I'm sitting with the points. Not,
oh, I know you did.
Not outright.
I know you did. I heard you.
He's not that crazy.
Yeah.
Do they cover? I don't know. I think
29's
a big. That's
a big number to cover.
That's a
it's starting to get
that's
to
a
that.
Trap bet
and that's
type
also,
cover.
It's also ass whooping too,
yeah.
According to Vegas. But
yeah, starting to get to that range. I think.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I say it is because, again, USC didn't impress me from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah. That's what could.
It's hard to cover 29 points when your defense can't really fucking.
Stop anything.
Can't.
This is true. That is valid.
Happens. All right, you ready to wrap it up?
Wrap it.
All right, tune in next week.
Bye-bye. Later.